This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
RevenConcepts.com. R-E-V-E-N Concepts.com. Michael Reardon. All right, you got to come back again soon, my friend, because you're just starting to get going here with people. But you wanted to, I was talking about Joe Rogan during the break. You see, you got a Joe Rogan story. You want to say something about that?
Yeah, so Joe Rogan talked about this. It's the saying, it's a quote that many people might be familiar with, is that tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men, and weak men create tough times. And that's the cycle we're in right now, where the government understands that cycle very well. If we can keep them weak, if we can keep them needy, then we can make them do whatever we need them to do. So, for example, beginning of the lockdowns, we're going to give people an extra $300 because they need that type of money because they're not working.
They make you in the position of subservient.
They keep you weak because we had easy times, right? So we had our fathers and our ancestors. They were strong men. And then they gave us easy times. They said, well, I don't want my child to go through these types of challenges that I went through in my life. So they say, I'm going to create easier times. And the government caught on. And they said, well, let's just keep easy times going. And then we can make those people do whatever we need them to do. We can control them. We can say, well, in order for you to get your 401ks, you need to make sure you're fully vaccinated. You need to show a passport. In order for you to come and enjoy a night out, you need to show some type of proof of vaccination, right? So they're literally saying what we can and what we can't do. And for the people who are operating under that weak type of mentality, they're going to say, well, I guess I don't have a choice. And the fact that they believe that they don't have a choice is proof enough that they are operating under a fixed type of mindset, and that's going to be one that doesn't operate under growth. It's going to operate under circumstance.
And I love your mindset. There's so many different schools of thought. I like Carl Jung. Obviously, I follow Jesus Christ. But just I'd say the mindset of the real world, of street smarts, of just how it really works, the real politic of that, and stop being a fool and just thinking the system loves me, is going to take care of me. That's just a lie.
Mm-hmm. And we have to elevate ourselves. We have to become leaders more so than followers. And I love what you do with InfoWars, right? You are InfoWarriors, right? We're creating InfoWarriors. And what Reset Wars is doing is creating InfoLeaders, right? They're now trying to stop Reset Wars. And there's a reason why they're trying to stop Reset Wars, is because they understand that that type of workshop, that type of class, is going to create new leaders of the world. And to have powerful people come up and to say, enough's enough, they don't want that type of fight because they know they're going to lose. And I was talking to you, I believe, a week or two ago. I told you, don't stop. Don't stop. And as much as they push, as much as they want you to quit, they do everything in their power to make you feel like maybe I should stop. Don't stop.
Well, I'm not, but we were having a hard-to-hard conversation about that because I worry about my family, but they're going to get destroyed anyways if this thing succeeds. So we just got to be all in, do the right thing, trusting God.
Exactly.
Well, Reset Wars, you know, it's historical how they know that they can create these false images of ourselves that are losers. And that's not who we are.
Right.
So just the idea of I'm not that loser, that's so powerful. And I'm surprised that they, out of the gates, try to block it. But they are really worried about us empowering people and us saying, hey, you're amazing. You're incredible. You're made in the image of God.
Because they understand the influence that comes behind being positive. So the brain is naturally negative. And in order to counteract the negative, you need three positives. So the fact that you're giving people what they need in order to change, they don't want that to happen. So now you have Reset Wars, and you're talking about positive, positive, positive.
Well, exactly. This show's negative. I don't know what's bad, so they don't do it. But I tried to make it all positive. They really don't like that.
Correct. Because now...
You told about a month ago, you said, I think you're going to get some issues with, like, being all positive. That's what it is.
Right. Because now you're starting to balance out. And that's why your credibility, that's why your audience is growing. It's because now people are just like, wow, it's making sense now. Because... it's not just one side, because if you're on one side, then, of course, the other side is like, you're my enemy. But now that you are saying, hey, I'm on both sides. I want you to be better.
I want everybody, not exactly. RevanConcepts.com. Michael Reardon, thank you so much, my friend. Amazing job.
All right, thank you.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Brainforce Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the masked film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
Tomorrow, I'm going to come in here like 11 a.m., and I'm going to interview Roger Stone about what happened to the January 6th committee today. I'm going to interview Dr. Marble. I'm going to interview a bunch of other special guests tomorrow, and it should be done by 4 p.m. because I'm going to start taping at like noon, 3 hours. So let's just say 5 p.m. tomorrow, we'll post the Saturday emergency transmission. That way we got plenty of time to put it out. But look for that. Because every day is precious. Every day we're on air is amazing. Every day on air is so incredible. I mean, look at these headlines out of Newsweek. People get microchips implanted that include vaccine records amid new COVID restrictions. Klaus Schwab said 5 years ago, by the year 2025, you will take microchips to buy and sell. Here we are. CDC data. Fentanyl overdose now kills more Americans than COVID, cancer, and car accidents and suicide combined. They don't care about that because they want you dead. Unbelievable information. But yeah, the system is definitely scared of reset wars because it's Alex Jones being nothing but positive and talking about how powerful you are and talking about innate science of quantum mechanics and physics that shows you are not just existing in the third dimension. I mean, my gosh, an hour of this is powerful. This is almost 7 hours. And yes, we're doing it 25% off extended through Christmas because we want everybody to get it. So please support the broadcast and get this powerful information. What you see on screen is the promo. That's not the actual course. That's me up there talking about the course at ResetWars.com. Jay Dyer takes over, ladies and gentlemen, author, researcher, expert on the globalist operations. So much to talk about. Can't wait to listen to him. Jay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, you were talking about learned helplessness all these years, and I didn't even realize that that actually comes out of Abraham Maslow, who worked in MKUltra. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm going to talk about the history of the MKUltra projects, new research that I've uncovered in the last year, and that will fit well with reset wars and the whole idea of mind control. I'm going to show how the MKUltra projects, mind control out of the 40s and 50s, how it actually leads us into transhumanism. A lot of people don't know that the history of MKUltra is really about biometrics and the mutation of man. This actually comes up in the Julian Huxley Philosophy of UNESCO essay that he wrote, where he talks about how, well, we can't really talk about eugenics anymore. Let's just rephrase this, reterm it as biometrics, and that's exactly what happened. So let's get into some of the history of the mind control projects and where they came from and what they led to. I'm going to go through some of the declassified projects and what they were actually about. And this is really just a snippet. These are just some of the projects that we know about. A lot of the documents were destroyed by the CIA director when he knew they were going to be undergoing congressional scrutiny. But what has come out and what certain court cases have determined based on people who were in these projects suing the government and whatnot, there's a famous clip of Bill Clinton many years ago. If you've seen this, I'd like to apologize for what we did to the American people and MKUltra, the government. He admits this. It's a famous clip. Now, the first project I want to mention is Subproject 68, and this is Dr. Ewan Cameron out of Mount Royal in Canada. He was a doctor who pioneered this idea of imprinting and training and depatterning. And so what he would do is he would try to wipe people's minds like a blank slate, and he experimented at a mental institute. When you think of all the movies that you've seen with the archetypal mad scientist doctor at the mental institute, the horror movies that are trying to mind control people, this comes out of this idea with Dr. Ewan Cameron. And so he worked in sleep studies. He worked in deprivation studies. He worked with float tanks, pods, all this kind of stuff. And the idea of prolonged sensory isolation was part of his plan of depatterning. The idea being that if he could experiment on people that had problems with addictions or trauma, maybe he could reboot the whole mind, the whole system, like a computer, and just start over and kind of imprint a new pattern. Now, it was under the auspices of, oh, we're going to help all these people that have had addictions and trauma, but you can begin to see how this could be used for nefarious purposes. If people can be mind wiped, and if they can have false memories implanted, if they can have a new identity implanted, a new imprinting of a new personality, then you could see how this could lead to all kinds of tyrannical results. He experimented with drugs and toxins as well, LSD, so forth, and there's famous CBC Canadian documentaries many years ago that are still on YouTube available on this original project involving Dr. Cameron. This, I think, I don't have any proof of this, but the only proof I've uncovered about things like Alice in Wonderland having a relationship to MKUltra is that in one of the cases, Dr. Cameron did try to imprint a woman using the story of Alice in Wonderland. So that might be the source of this idea that there's some connection between the story of Alice in Wonderland and MKUltra. And if you've read Alice in Wonderland, which I actually did a video on recently, I went back and reread the book, the first one. And I don't know or have any evidence that Lewis Carroll himself was, you know, experimenting with these things. But there's a section in the story where Alice actually has multiple personalities and is discussing things with herself. The whole dialogue is really this sort of fantastical, almost drug trip type of fiction where Alice is going through different realities, multiverses, and talking to herself in terms of alternate personalities. So that might be why it was chosen by Dr. Cameron. The next project I'll mention is Subproject 3, and this one is interesting because it's similar to and is renamed later Operation Midnight Climax. This is where the CIA went to organize crime and actually set up a situation where they would entrap different Johns in a house of ill repute and dose them with LSD. So they would spray the room or they would dose the drinks. And meanwhile, there was a two-way mirror, and they were sitting there recording all this and watching and seeing what would happen. So number one, we have a connection between the CIA and organized crime, which I've detailed in many talks and videos. That's a well-known historical fact. In fact, Alex mentioned that this week in one of his shows. And this is a real thing, right? The Sicilian Mafia helped the U.S. in different wartime scenarios. The organized crime syndicates have worked with intelligence agencies in terms of trafficking drugs and so forth. This is very well known. It's going on for many years. But here there was a connection between the CIA and these poor, unfortunate souls who had really bad trips when they went to visit their favorite ladies of the evening. And these are all real projects, all real, no longer discounted. They're no longer doubted. These are public record now. And these are only the ones that we know about. So here we have a sexual entrapment situation where they wanted to see what would happen in the midst of, again, Midnight Climax, in the midst of these John situations, what would happen to the guys who were unknowingly dosed by LSD. And if you know about LSD, you know that could be a very traumatizing thing. So, again, many, many human rights violations, but I guess in the situation where you're doing something illegal, they can get away with it. And what came out in result of this Operation Midnight Climax was that at least what we knew of 20, 30 years ago, there were some 80 institutions involved in MKUltra projects. I've recently uncovered information that connects it to Australia as well. So this is just institutions in North America, Canada, and so forth. But actually, MKUltra was going on in many other countries. They were doing things in other countries that they could get away with that they couldn't easily get away with in the U.S. And that's why you'll find a lot of doctors and PhDs. There was even one of the Huxley brothers was doing MKUltra operations in Australia. He was actually heading up MKUltra operations in Australia. while Julian and are connected to Tavistock and doing these kinds of operations in the UK. Again, similar situations in the US. So this is actually a global, worldwide experiment in many psychiatric, educational, and social institutions across the globe. In other cases, we had Dr. James Hamilton at the Vacaville State Prison Facility. So if you didn't know, a lot of prisoners were brought into these projects. They were experimented on. This can lead us to situations like what we have with the Phoenix Program, where guys in Vietnam were experimented on. This involves soldiers out of Fort Bragg as well, Edgewood Arsenal, all part of the Vacaville-type experiments where they were giving LSD to these prisoners, giving patterning, depatterning, and re-imprinting experiments to see if they could reform prisoners. If you've seen Kubrick's Clockwork Orange, this is this kind of a program. Could we re-socialize and domesticate these guys back into normal society, or perhaps turn them into assassins? And there's actually one of the programs here in a minute, which we'll get to when we come back from this break, that actually deals with the assassins. And this is probably what most people think of when they think of MKUltra from the movies, is the programmed assassin. That was just one of the many, many, many projects. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay, and I are of Jay's Analysis. By the way, I wrote two books on MKUltra and their connection of these projects to Hollywood. Multiple sections in both of my books are available at my website. If you're interested, you can go to Jay's Analysis. And in the shop there, if you want to get your friends and family members some good material using movies to wake them up, you can get copies of Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2 there. Signed copies of the website. Don't give your money to Jeffrey Bezos. He's just going to put it into rockets and take people to Mars, which is probably not even going to happen. So don't give him your money. We were talking about Vacaville. We were talking about the Project Midnight Climax. And the next one I want to mention is Operation MK Delta. This dealt with the integration, the interrogation of people who were suspected of being foreign agents and spying on U.S. installations. These were conducted at CIA safe houses during the Cold War. Similar to this is one known as Operation Mindbender, and this one's weird because this one actually morphs into, I believe, Spellbinder here in a little bit, but Mindbender was first, and it wasn't really successful, but it was conducted in Mexico, and it involved the use of undercover hypnotherapists. So what you'll start to notice as you get into this stuff is that a lot of psychiatrists, therapists, psychologists, they were also part of these projects, and they were studying all kinds of things. They even study eventually people that have severe sexual issues, perversions. All of these things are studied to the minutia level in order to ultimately weaponize this stuff. I'll get into that in a moment with the study of sexual deviance that they did. I really had to dig to find this one. That one was really crazy. And not a lot of people know about that. But we begin to see, well, now, wait a minute. If they went really deep into studying sexual deviance, then perhaps they could also weaponize sexuality, right? I think everybody can kind of pick up on that now in the way that the culture has gone. But in Mexico City, they were experimenting with using victims under hypnosis that could be programmed through a combination of instant solution to new drugs, patterning and reimprinting, and this is where reportedly was the first experiment on an attempted undercover assassin that could carry out orders to kill after being triggered by into action through the pre-programmed signal, the trigger phrase, the key word. If you think about movies, again, this is where we typically see this in Hollywood productions. Think about one of the most famous examples would be Modern Manchurian Candidate, where certain triggers and things that he sees, you know, causes him to do the assassin action. If you think about the modern Manchurian Candidate with Liev Schreiber, in terms of the assassin character of this program, he eventually has a microchip put in him, and the microchip causes him to, you know, commit the assassination action towards the end. There were biowarfare agents that were used in MK Search, and MK Search is typically what moves us into, in terms of these projects, the transhumanist element. So a lot of people know about you've heard me talk about Dr. John C. Lilly. John C. Lilly was dosing up Flipper, dosing up all of the different animals, including mainly his weird fixation for dolphins. And so what he was actually doing was experimenting on dolphins the way that they give off their, you know, their signals, their sonic signals and whatever, brain signals. And so he was trying to see what could happen with the implementation of electrodes and implants, and he was also working, by the way, in his biography, he describes with monkeys. And this connects to Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who was also doing similar research with these agents and with these drugs and with the microchips. So the Operation MK Search under Dr. Gottlieb was researching microorganisms with the capacity to kill, that is biowarfare. So MKUltra, when it's exposed, it goes undercover and it becomes MK Search at Fort Detrick. The Army Biological Warfare Laboratory at Fort Detrick became a running operation since 1952, also known as MK Naomi. And these are the areas where we start to get into the projects where people, again, and through pop culture are more familiar with Project Bluebird, Project Artichoke, and these are all Project Monarch, right, with the butterfly, the transformation of individuals into new personalities, new alters that could carry the courier information. There's also, at least the last time I checked, in the DSMV, there is still references to Dr. George Estabrook's famous essay from, I think, the 50s, where he talks about the hypnotic courier. And so he wrote this essay. It's still referenced in the scholarly literature about how you could program into people that have dissociative identity disorder or people who have alternate personalities. The plan was, could you program certain alters with information that could not be extracted through counterintelligence measures, through torture and so forth? And at least as far as we can tell, it appears to be that there was some success in those programs, according to Dr. Estabrook's. But so this brings in hypnosis, right? So hypnosis, hypnoregression, psychiatry, psychology, big pharma, drugs, they're all part of these programs. They're all in various levels and various ways participating in this, but at a compartmentalized level. Keep that in mind, because, of course, everybody says, well, how could they do this? Everybody would find out if they did this, and we'd all know. Well, we do know. It's all out. They did talk about it. But it takes many decades for this to come out, and the people in the various projects, they don't know what's going on in other projects. Some of these projects are conducted through, you know, black ops, through organized crime, through the mafia. Some of these projects are conducted under the cover of just psychiatry and psychology. Some of the projects are conducted through cutouts, like the Human Ecology Foundation. That was actually a CIA front for MKUltra. So a lot of these things didn't appear as just, oh, we're doing a mind control operation. Do you want to participate? It was all conducted covertly. Similarly, studies like Alfred Kinsey, who was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation to do his, well, what would be considered, pedophilia and human rights violation studies. I mean, he was getting funding to do similar types of experiments on molesting children. This is famous. This is well known. That, I think, also went into similar types of research. So all of this off the books, wartime, and they'll do this stuff during war, too. They'll do these studies and this research through war where there is no oversight, there is no purview. They can get away with, bypassing the law through wartime research. So if you think about Vietnam, if you think about what I covered, maybe 3 or 4 months ago on the fourth hour, we went into the history of DARPA and how it was involved in the Vietnam War. That was the first place that drones were used. That was the first place that you had automatic explosive devices being used. And that was all rolled out as part of DARPA experimentation. So remember that wartime research is not just about winning that immediate war. It's about taking the information that's studied in terms of human psychology, human sociology, and applying that to the future situations and future technocratic scenarios. So they've taken all of this wartime research, all this drug research, all this MKUltra research, all of this goes into a big bundle about how to control society. Remember what I just covered last time, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Early on in that document, that white paper, they say, we just took all of our wartime R&D, and we're just applying it now to controlling society, to bringing it into the technocracy. Literally 100 years of research and information is just co-opted into turning us into these drones in the Borg hive mind metaverse technocracy. That's what it's all about. Be sure and go subscribe over at Reset Wars if you want to get access to similar types of information. They've gone into a lot of depth over the same type of stuff that I'm talking about. So and support the store at InfoWars Store. You can get all the products that make great Christmas gifts, by the way. My books would make great Christmas gifts, by the way. You can also subscribe at my website, which is a great way to wake people up. They want to get a grad education in this information. Do it.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual autonomy of the mind and transcended their control. I've been on here 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure and you can follow me on all of my social medias if you're looking to keep up with the updates and keep up with all the stuff that I do. Put out content every day, and you can find me on Telegram, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and mainly at my website, of course, as well as on Rockfin, which is a free speech-based platform. You can sign up for that for free as well to follow my material. Next, I want to talk about the Operation Big City. Now, this is one which might surprise you, although if you're familiar with what we talk about here, you won't be surprised because, the idea of spraying an entire city or an entire neighborhood with something like LSD doesn't sound strange to me at all. And I think a lot of normies would feel like, oh, they wouldn't do that. They would never do that. And well, if they would spray whole cities with this kind of stuff, if you think about the Sunshine Project, which I read those documents 20 years ago when Alex was talking about them, nerve gassing entire cities in wartime scenarios or in a continuity of government emergency scenario. I mean, there's many, many examples of this. In fact, it's been declassified many cases where radiation was experimented on entire cities. I think St. Louis had an entire biological experiment basically blown out on them, and as well as the engineering geoengineering projects. I mean, that's something that's well known, declassified now. John Brennan has given talks about it. There's countless papers at the Royal Society about geoengineering, ELF, VLF, weather modification. It's been going on for decades, and yet people still think that's some kind of crazy tinfoil hat thing. Well, during the MKUltra experiments, Operation Big City dealt with emitting a gas that was sprayed out upon passersby in various New York neighborhoods and subways. Battery-powered emission equipment was fitted into suitcases to see if LSD could be sprayed into confined areas to affect people. The operators wore nasal filters themselves. In San Francisco, a separate project involved biological gas released on the Golden Gate Bridge with the intention of trying to cover the city. This reminds me of, isn't that what the League of Shadows does in the original Batman, the first Christopher Nolan Batman? I think the Ra's al Ghul character, who, by the way, is said to be based, I think, on Crowley, according to my research on that original Christopher Nolan first Batman. Doesn't he come up with this idea with Scarecrow to dose the city with some kind of hallucinogen? This probably was coming out of Operation Big City, so maybe Gotham, right? That's real. That's the thing here, and that's why I covered in my book so many of these films, was that if you have watched a lot of films over the years, it's amazing, really, how many movies have the MKUltra themes in them. Not just the actual projects of assassins and all that, but the symbology connected with this whole idea of the monarch butterfly, the Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole. I mean, even just something as pop culture-y and video game connected like Resident Evil. Actually, that whole series is a direct reference in many, many places, both the video games and the films, to MKUltra. You think about it, the main character, Mila Jovovich, she's a private security contractor who is unwittingly recruited into these projects that involve biometric implants, cloning, mind control, alternate personalities, and she's trained to be this assassin and so forth. So all of this is all everywhere in pop culture. I think in the new Resident Evil, they even mention MKUltra, in fact. MKUltra sub-project Operation Resurrection. Now, this involved Dr. Cameron and the Allen Memorial Institute. And by the way, keep in mind that, if I recall, Dr. Cameron was coming out of McGill University in Canada. And who was the big name from McGill University? Zbigniew Brzezinski. In fact, in Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, he will make reference to biometric implants, Skynet, ELF, VLF technology back in his 70s book, Technocratic Era. I want to step over to that just for a second in Between Two Ages, where he has this amazing quote where he says, early on in the book, now he wrote this back in the early 70s, the human being more synthetic than authentic. Even our senses perceive an entirely novel reality, one of our own making nonetheless. In terms of our sensations, it is quite real. More important, there are already widespread concerns about the possibility of biological and chemical tampering with what has now been considered the immutable essence of man. He's talking about mRNA, DNA mutations and experimentation back in the 70s. Now, where have we heard this recently? I wonder where we've heard this. Man is increasingly acquiring, let me go back a little bit, human conduct, to some argue, can be predetermined and subjected to deliberate control. Man is increasingly acquiring the capacity to determine the act of the sex of his children, to affect through drugs the extent of their intelligence, and to modify and control their personalities. So he's saying that it's becoming, even at that time, the idea is becoming normative that in the future we're going to be able to determine our children's sex. We're going to modify them from the womb into being smart, or, you know, the slave class or whatever. This is Brave New World stuff, right? If you remember Brave New World, the novel, some of the people are from the test tube born to being janitors, and some people are born into being, you know, CEOs or whatever. He goes on to say that in the footnote to that section that There will be a Skynet situation that's possible for computer technology to be linked up to all kinds of satellite networks. And basically, we're going to have a global technocratic grid that will connect Skynet to the human beings linked into this web. Brzezinski wrote this back in 1970. I thought I had it written in here, but 72 or 3. Many, many years before Klaus Schwab wrote Fourth Industrial Revolution. So, again, what you see is the continuity between this high-level policy advisor guy, Brzezinski, back in the 70s, and he was tapped by Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller to be the head of a newly created trilateral commission at the time. This book is what got Brzezinski that job. And Brzezinski would have known, by the way, about all of these McGill University MKUltra projects. That's what I'm trying to get at here. And so he would have known that the real trajectory of these projects, of the human mutation of the brain and biometrics and implants and all this, bodily modification, that was all geared towards the Skynet mind control situation, which Brzezinski, on page 15 of his book, says is the mutation of man, genetic modification and mutating of man into something new, something else. And he says, I foresee the time when we shall have the means, therefore, inevitably, the temptation to manipulate the behavior and intellectual functioning of all the people on the world through environmental biochemical manipulation of the brain. And he's quoting a computer science guy. And that's where in the footnote he talks about the Skynet satellite situation that can be set up. Brzezinski talks about weather weapons in this book back in the 70s. Page 57, he goes into the footnote about the ELF, BLF, weather, geoengineering technology. So what I'm trying to say is that although that wasn't necessarily directly connected to MKUltra, what these projects are ultimately about is a rewriting of the entire biosphere to a synthetic reality. What did Klaus say a couple of years ago in his video? We will get inside you and we will change you. It's not about changing the world. It's not about veganism. It's not about a utopia. Well, it kind of is, but the utopia is when everybody dies. Then we'll get rid of human suffering, right? Well, we can end human suffering, but you get rid of humans, you see. And so that's why he's saying, literally telling you that it's going to be you being changed, your DNA, your RNA, all of this manipulating and changing you into something else, which is a Borg hive mind entity. Now, again, another one of the global elite texts, I'll add as a kind of addendum here, is Brief History of the Future by Jacques Attali. Jacques Attali is the Kissinger of France. He is who coached Mitterrand and these different French presidents in the past. He's a major figure. He's came out 6 months ago, a year, about his comments about the stabbies. He talked about what the stabbies would do in the future many years ago. They dug up an old interview of his. And in this book, in his 2000 book, Brief History of the Future, he says that, this is his section on transhumanism. Yes, he has a whole chapter on transhumanism. And he says that the future is important that we realize the happiness of man depends on that of others. The human species can only survive if it is united, right, into a somewhat a global union, a global world order. And he says that these people who are championing this new revolution, I call them the transhumanists. They are the vanguard of the new world order. That's his quote. The vanguard of the new world order is the transhumanists. So again, this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's analysis, we were talking about the different MKUltra projects and sub-projects and how they eventually led to things like MKSearch, MKDelta, MKNaomi, which went underground and continued at different biological research facilities and basically transitioned into biometrics. And this is where we connect back to people like Dr. Jolyon West and Dr. Jose Delgado and Dr. John C. Lilly, all of whom were experimenting on putting the microchips in brains and the electrodes and seeing if they shocked certain regions of the brain, what would it cause and how would people do this or that. And that was, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they were doing that type of stuff. Here we are, you know, many, many years later. It's way more advanced than that, obviously. So, this is the stuff that we know about from the 50s and 60s primarily. So, who knows exactly how far it is. We have some recent UK Ministry of Defense declassified transhumanist documents about human augmentation that speak of all of the same stuff and what they're going to do in the near future, including mandating nanotech versions of microchips, right? So the people who try to just debunk all of this, right? The idiot debunkers, they all act like there's no microchip in the syringes. Yeah, nobody thinks there's a microchip in a syringe, dummy. Everybody knows that it's something nanotech, right? It's nanotech, graphene, this kind of stuff. And who knows what else, right? Now, one of these other projects that I want to get back to that's relevant is the idea of They did in, let's see which project this was, Operation Resurrection. Now, this one is wild because this actually sounds like The Kingsman. If you've seen The Kingsman, and you know in the first installment of that movie, the Samuel L. Jackson plays the cell phone tech, you know, zillionaire guy who basically uses the chips in the cell phones to set off this signal, which drives everybody nuts. And turns out in Iquitos, Peru, there was a similar project where they experimented with monkeys, blasting them with all these RF frequencies and signals to find which ones actually drove them nuts. And again, remember in Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, he talks about ELF and VLF technology being able, even in the 70s, to send out these waves and signals that could either agitate and get people kind of, you know, ready to fight each other or calm them down and make them docile. So this is real. I mean, I don't know how advanced they are in terms of doing this nowadays. I assume it's more advanced than we think. But whether this is real is not really in question. It's in all of these guys' documents. And again, you can see the pattern and the commonality between what's in these research projects of MKUltra and what the big global elite strategists and planners like Brzezinski, like Jacques Attlee, they're all talking about in their books. And again, these are not hidden books. They're not conspiracy books. These are people at the top of the geopolitical chessboard who make decisions for the presidents, working on the behest of the global elite, CFR, Trilateral Commission. They just talk about all this openly, and they count on everybody being too stupid to even figure it out. They know that nobody's going to go read these books. So I'm here doing the homework for you, reading these boring books. Operation Spellbinder. This is the one I mentioned earlier, which was the replacement for Operation Mindbender. So Mindbender apparently didn't work that well when they were experimenting on creating the assassin. So they revamped it under Richard Helms in 1966. It became Operation Spellbinder. And this one is interesting because they were, it admits, working on using Viet Cong POWs. So they renamed this Operation Spellbinder, and this is what most people think is the Manchurian Candidate type of program. A hypnotist was recruited from the American Society of Clinical Experimental Hypnosis. He became known amongst the agency staff as Dr. Fingers. He was selected because he stated that this is like comic book level stuff. Dr. Fingers operated. Isn't Mindbender, Dr. Mindbender, isn't he a comic book guy too? The intended victims of these experiments were to be programmed assassins. They thought, well, maybe we can get Castro with one of these people. We can send him into Cuba and get rid of Castro with one. Of course, that didn't obviously never worked or manifested, but that at least was the plan. Ultimately, it says that in this essay, the program was trying to just get deeper and deeper into mastering the brain and the inner workings of the mind, how it worked, and how to control it. Now, remember, one of these guys, and this book is completely unreadable. I actually read it. I don't know how, but it is unreadable. But one of the MKUltra doctors, Dr. John C. Lilly, if you want to understand how they view man and the brain, he wrote Programming and Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer. And he admits in this book that they experimented on children. They gave children high doses of LSD, wiped their brains, and he would put mirrors and clocks and, you know, crazy artwork in front of the kids trying to reprogram them. So if you don't think they would do this, realize that they admit they do this, and they do it to kids. You don't think they would do bad things to kids now? They're doing it, and they've done it for a long time, and they openly talk about it. It's in their books. They don't care. That's how brazen psychopathy is, especially at the level of the power structure. It's almost a compulsion, right, where they have to tell you, they're compelled to tell you. And it's also a strategy to tell people, too, because it's gaslighting. It's a way to throw it in people's faces, and then they don't know what to do. They're in a catatonic state that they can't believe that they're doing this. Subproject 142 and Subproject 94, these relate directly to the transhumanist element that I'm talking about, because a small biological program of electrical brain stimulation was inserted here as a new element of these projects. This would be with intent to engage in very practical experiments at some point in the work that could relate to espionage and security problems. And could you eavesdrop on your spies? Could you have a brain chip by which people don't even know that they're chipped? And maybe they go to some place and they become kind of a walking surveillance device where, you know, they've got a chip in them. They don't even know. And you're listening from your base as, you know, to what people are saying in terms of wherever they are. This was another one. We don't know how far this went, but Subproject 94 was actually tasked with miniaturizing stimulating electrodes and implanting them in different brain centers and brain areas. This involved animals, dogs, cats, and monkeys. It doesn't say humans, but I feel like they probably did it. I mean, they're already, right? I mean, they were putting microchips into the troops back in Desert Storm, right? Didn't that come out that they were already giving the troops microchips back at that time? And I think it's more common now. Alex just showed a Newsweek article earlier where they were talking about the Vax Pass or a form of microchip or nanotech, which would show your history and your record of vaccination. And that was always the plan. That was the plan 30, 40 years ago, right? Brzezinski-level plans, long, long time ago, before Klaus was making these plans. And again, this makes us think as well, as I said, of the Phoenix program, Vietnam. This is where they were basically weaponizing crazed killers to turn them into assassins and serial killers. And believe it or not, they actually researched serial killers. That's a whole other project that I didn't get to. The idea of the personality tests. Did you know personality tests by Dr. John Gittinger? That comes out of MKUltra. Dr. John Gittinger, the inventor of the personality test and all of that, that was all to try to categorize people to make it easier for the CIA to assess heads of state, geopolitical actors and so forth, and see how they were most easy to manipulate and to blackmail. And this is where they got into studies of perverts, deviants, psychopaths, psychotics, and yes, serial killers. So there's multiple projects involving the weaponization and study of human beings that were deviants and serial killers, at least three that I've come across now. But I wanted to cap it off with what was back in Ray Kurzweil's book many years ago, The Singularity, which if you've seen Endgame, then you've seen Alex talking about this for a long time. But this is Kurzweil's second book. His first book was The Age of Spiritual Machines that came out, I think, in a 2000-2001 period. And then he wrote this one in 2005, kind of updating his predictions. And in the section pages 314, 15, 16, where he gets into VR, what I found fascinating was that he was talking about the metaverse. He doesn't use that word, but he says that, yes, we're going to roll out all of this. There's going to be the metaverse. There's going to be all this stuff. And he says, but what's really going to take people by surprise is that when we roll this out, it's not going to be that there's going to be a microchip, or it's not eventually going to be that you have to wear a big headset. He says his goal is that they want to get it to where there's a brain chip that steps in between your brain and your perception, your five sense perception. And he says what we'll be able to do through the brain chip version of the matrix is that we'll just immediately give you your sense data and your sense impressions. He says that we will be in charge of what you perceive and what you feel. So it's not just controlling perception in the sense of mass media. It's, according to Kurzweil, literally controlling the mind through the nanotech, through the metaverse, stepping in between you and the external world. Not through a headset, but through eventually having the nanotech in your mind where the signals tell you what things come into your brain. Literally controlling the input that comes into your brain. Total mind control. He admits that that is the possibility.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.